track three, and we'll start with the first story in the Mid-Devon Advertiser. Tree mendus urban artwork in the town. Would you believe it? Newton Abbott has branched out when it comes to urban artwork, and the town centre now boasts a piece of brand new piece of arboreal art. The community tree mural is the work of landscape graffiti artist Joe Webster, who collaborated with fellow artist Catherine West, residents, charities and schools to draw out people's connection with nature. The image, which covers the entire gable end of a building in Bank Street, received its official unveiling at a ceremony in the town last week. It is made up of more than 600 words highlighting and the community's memories and feelings towards trees and nature that were submitted in a series of face-to-face workshops and online consultations. The image, owned by landlord Philip Ord, depicts a tree that was felled in April 1922 to allow constructions of the town's war memorial. On Monday, April the 15th, many of those associated with the project gathered to witness its official handover, with Rotarian Jeremy Newcomb leading the proceedings. His charity, together with Newton Abbott Town Council, Teignbridge District Council, and the Government's Levelling Up Fund, had been the main sponsors of the £30,000 installation that required the wall to be rendered prior to painting. He said, "The mural conveys a celebration of nature alongside grief for its destruction. The image of the tree you see is strewn with graffiti, symbolising our human presence and impact, both beautiful and ugly. The graffiti in Joe's paintings is intended to represent our humanity, our language and creations, as well as our pollution and the excesses in our lives." Describing the mural as a wonderful addition to our town, Mr. Newcomb ended his speech by saying, "Joe, we are in awe of your talents and so appreciative of your work and creativity." Deputy Mayor Councillor Colin Parker echoed the sentiments and added, "It is my great honour and pleasure to dedicate this and open this as a community tree." Newton Abbott MP Martin Wrigley said, "Thank you, everyone who is involved. This is brilliant." Other recent artworks in the town include the Tunnels of Love installations at Penn Inn and the soon-to-be-revealed All Aboard Railway mural in Caybury Road. And this article is accompanied by a painting of the wall, which is absolutely beautiful.
Fresh plans submitted to regenerate Riverside. Fresh plans to regenerate a boatyard on the edge of Teignmouth have been submitted to planners 2.5 years after Teignbridge rejected proposals to develop the site. Teignmouth Maritime Properties and MJS Planning and Design submitted the revised planning application for the regeneration of the Riverside Boatyard on Bishop Stainton Road to Teignbridge District Council following a major consultation exercise. The developers have spoken with numerous interested parties, including community groups, members of the public, planning officers, heritage consultants, and landscape architects. This revised application presents a collaborative, policy-compliant, and community-led vision for the site, said Matt Slater, director of MJS Planning and Design. It seeks to unlock the potential of this underused brownfield estuary edge location through a carefully balanced mixed-use scheme. He noted that the new design is significantly smaller, with fewer houses and beach huts than the previous scheme, and better aligned with the site's historic footprint. Formerly a gasworks, the Riverside Boatyard was acquired by Teignmouth Maritime Properties in 2018. The site currently provides boat storage, mooring, maintenance servicing and repairs. This proposal represents a thoughtful regeneration opportunity designed to deliver lasting benefits for Teignmouth's residents, visitors and businesses, Matt commented. It reflects a strong commitment to sustainability, inclusivity, and long-term environmental improvement. Plans to regenerate the Riverside Boatyard on Bishop Stainton Road were originally submitted in July 2020. However, after 2 years of revisions and delays, Teignbridge planning officers rejected the proposals in October 2022. While some councillors were in favour of regenerating a neglected eyesore site, others were concerned about the size of the development, the lack of affordable housing, traffic congestion and access, and its impact on the ecology of the Teign estuary, particularly in relation to its oyster beds. Since then, the developers have consulted with numerous stakeholders to shape the new proposals. The reasons for the original refusal formed the foundation of the redesign, Matt explained. Teignmouth Maritime Properties and MJS Planning and Design met with planning officers to understand their concerns with the initial application. They also consulted with local businesses, charities and community groups to ensure the new proposals would meet the town's needs. MJS worked closely with a heritage consultant and landscape architect before running the plans past a design review panel. Public objections were also taken into consideration. Last summer, the plans were presented to the public at an event at Bitton House. Feedback from the day and through questionnaires and social media resulted in some adjustments before the final plans were submitted. Speaking prior to the public event, Matt reported that the revised proposals come very much from a community perspective.
Troubled bridge over Dawlish Water. Plans to repaint the viaduct in the town have been given the brush off by Network Rail. The news comes after the metal bridge has come under the spotlight with concerns raised by residents, councillors and traders about its dilapidated and rust-streaked appearance. The structure is a prominent feature in the town, particularly for visitors, but according to Network Rail, the costs involved in what is described as cosmetic are considered too expensive to justify repainting it. And it's a long-standing problem, as when the viaduct had been painted in the past by Network Rail, it quickly began to look rusty again due to harsh coastal conditions it's exposed to. A spokesperson for Network Rail explained, "As a publicly funded body, we have a responsibility to ensure funds are used in a way which helps us to provide a safe and reliable railway. Unfortunately, the costs involved in painting the viaduct cannot be justified for what would just be a cosmetic change." Dawlish Chamber of Trade has discussed the possibility of getting a group of volunteers together to look into repainting the structure themselves. But the idea is in its infancy, and so far, talks have only taken place to see if there would be any interest. Network Rail says it's been approached by third parties with a view to potentially carrying out the work. The issue has been referred to Network Rail's asset protection team. However, the viaduct would need to be sandblasted to get the paint off before even beginning to put new coats of paint on. Because of the bridge's location directly next to the railway line, there would be large associated costs involved in such a project, and this would run into hundreds of thousands of pounds. Members of the Chamber of Trade have concerns that while Network Rail consider repainting the viaduct as cosmetic as a seaside resort, its appearance is a factor in the town's economic well-being.